247, I'm here at Tiger Transit Center. I got a gentleman here who refuses to deport. He's in my face. He refuses to deport. I need to use the bathroom. But I have no way to get out of my seat. Oh, nope, there he goes.
Okay, so he's off the bus, you're okay?
Yeah, once he heard the bell and I started talking to you, he finally got off. Okay, thank you. I would probably put a do not board for him.
Okay, what was he doing now? Or what was he doing?
Well, soaking wet and refuses to sit down, waddling, just his conduct. He's definitely gonna fall over and it's gonna be paperwork for somebody. He won't listen either. I had to ask him multiple times to get off before you called me back.
Okay. No threats or anything like that? No weapons or anything like that at all?
Yeah, but I've noticed. Just refuses to get off, but I mean, that's about it.
Okay. If something like that happens again, and you're driving out there, just, as long as they're not, I mean, this time it sounded like he was blocking your way to get off the bus, but normally if they're just in the back of the bus or whatever, just leave them on the bus, lock up your stuff, and go take your break, or take your stuff with you. We can't force them off the bus unless they're at a couple of locations in town.
Yeah, he came up and stood up by my seat and refused to let me get out, so that's why he might be a problem is all. He wasn't sitting in the back only, and once I turned the bus off or was starting to deboard, he just blocked my way when it let me off, so. But he's gone now, thank you.
All right, thank you. 1334.